Hello, and welcome to the first Ask Harmony podcast, where I answer your questions about work, love, and transformation. This podcast grew out of a need for me to have a place to answer all the questions that were coming in from my Twitter followers. And so this first question comes from @ShelbyChrisman, and Shelby's asking, how can I be myself when I don't know how to be the real me? When I don't even know who the real me is? All I can see is the way others want to see me as. And so I love this question so much. It came in response to a post that I had made on Twitter encouraging people to live from their true self. And when you hear this term true self and you wonder, well, who am I really? It's such a wonderful entry point to self-inquiry and to begin to go deeper into who you really are. And so the way that I see it is, who we think we are is generated by our ego. And our ego was shaped in response to the interactions that we had with our primary caregivers early in life. And our core belief about who we are in the world really solidifies around the age of 4, definitely before the age of 7. But in those early years, our ego creates this belief about who we are, and then it uses it to engage with the world and engage with other people. And this becomes our personality. And so in Latin, ego literally translates to the word I. So our ego is our identity. And personality, the root word for personality is persona. And persona literally translates to the word mask. And so how we engage with the world is really our mask. And what our personality is masking is our true self, our spiritual nature. Our true self is that part of us that's of God. It's our own divinity. It's our source of unconditional love. It's the place in us where when we're connected to it, we can find a solution to every problem. And when we're in this place, we feel so big in who we are that we know that we can make our dreams come true. And we're full of compassion for other people's suffering. And we feel so empowered in life. When we're identified with our ego, we believe that who we are is the roles that we play, or the actions that we do, or the way other people perceive us. It's really small and limiting, and it's very narrow. Whenever we feel disempowered in life, we know that we're identified with the thoughts of our mind, that we're identified with our ego. And so the work becomes to develop a connection, a relationship with our true self. And this is really a skill to build. And the way that I look at it is that we have the power to focus our attention wherever we want. And we can focus our attention on the thoughts of our mind and believe that that is who we are, or we can draw our inner eye deeper and focus on this deeper place and then live from this deeper place. And so I believe that the best place to do this is in meditation. And I think there's a big misconception around meditation. People think that it's a time where you sit down and close your eyes and get really peaceful and you don't think. And then people sit down to meditate, they see that their mind is thinking and they get really frustrated and they say that they can't meditate. And I look at meditation more as a mind training, choosing to focus your attention on this deeper place. And so you close your eyes and you see that your mind is thinking, and that's what the mind does, right? The mind thinks. And you become the watcher of those thoughts. And the moment you're the watcher and the observer of your thoughts, you have the power to choose to focus in a deeper place. You can either continue to focus on the thoughts that are running through the forefront of your mind, or you can come down to who you really are, connect with your spiritual body, and sit in that space for some time. And so in the beginning with meditation, it can really be this process of noticing, okay, there I am, I'm thinking, here I am, I'm coming deeper, I'm thinking, I'm deeper, and back and forth with some speed, really. And over time, you're able to sit in that vastness that's deeper for longer periods of time. And this is how you elevate your consciousness. The more you're able to observe that space between thoughts, that you're tending to that space, the more aware you are. And the more aware you are, the more you can see that you are not the thoughts of your mind, that you're so much bigger, that there's so much more to you than what you do and what other people think of you and your fear and your fantasies, you know. So the more you're able to sit in that expansive place, the more expansive you become, and the more spaciousness there is around your thoughts. And so building the skill in meditation is what allows you to then use this same skill out in the world. So where you once perhaps were concerned about what other people think of you and tried to earn your significance based on getting people to like you and earning praise, which is one type of way the ego orients itself to the world. I use the Enneagram. There's 9 different types, and so I just described the 2. The 2 feels unworthy of love and so tries to earn love through their actions. So where once this might have been the way that you you used your ego in the world, you now know that who you are actually is pure love, and that the love that you want isn't earnable, and that you're so much bigger and open to receiving real love. And so it all begins with choosing where you want to focus your attention. And so what we find is that it really takes 30 minutes a day of a dedicated practice of sitting in silence. So doing this without a guided meditation, just sitting with yourself and honing the skill of taking ownership of your inner world and deciding where you want to live from. Do I want to live from my mind, or do I want to live from this deeper place? And taking your power back from your mind, really. That you're able to change the way you function in the world. And so I want to invite you to start right now with a short guided meditation. So wherever you are, please get in a comfortable seated position. And just gently close your eyelids. And just notice that you're breathing. And take a moment to be grateful for this life-giving breath. Just breathe in the sweet breath of life. And then just notice that you're sitting in a chair, and just let yourself feel supported by the surface that's holding you up. Sensing into your sits bones and finding your own stability. And just draw your breath down below your navel. And as you exhale, just draw your navel to your spine, releasing all the air from your lungs. So a nice full breath with intention of fully filling up your lungs with your inhale and fully emptying them with your exhale. And as you sense into this full dynamic breath, just notice what your mind is doing. And anytime you notice that your mind is thinking, just say to yourself, thought, and then draw your focus deeper. Come back to your breath. Sense into your body. And if your mind latches onto a noise, just label it a noise and come back to your breath. Notice what it feels like to breathe, how your body responds to the inhale with expansion, and how your body responds to the exhale with contraction. And just notice where you are. Are you following your thoughts or are you following your breath? And really tend to the space between your thoughts. Just noticing how your thoughts are small, but the space between is just oh so big. Let yourself be big. And then just taking three nice full breaths, nice cleansing breaths. Sensing into your sits bones again, connecting to your stability, finding your seat. And may you always live from this deeper place, knowing that who you really are is so much more than the mind could ever conceive. Thank you so much for listening.